For years, the U.S. military personnel have served as advisors to countless movies. In the wake of September 11th, that relationship continues. David Darcy reports that even as some movies have been postponed, others are getting the green light.
In Crisis 4, a thriller by Andy McNab, Special Agent Nick Stone foils an assassination attempt in the White House by a beautiful operative who's defected to the ranks of Osama bin Laden. McNab drew on his own experiences under combat and torture. He was the most highly decorated member of Britain's Special Air Service when he left the military in 1993. Today, movie and TV studios want to sign him up.
The TV trade show in Cannes, in France, this week, everything is about terrorism. Everything is about sort of, you know, fighting wars against terrorists. It's not a point that it isn't, it's too early for this to happen. The fact is, it is.
In fact, Miramax Films bought the rights to Crisis 4 in July, plus all merchandising rights to Nick Stone, says company spokesman Matthew Hiltzik.
That allows us to create a franchise of a number of different storylines for the character. We just think he's a fantastic character, and look forward to seeing him in a number of different situations around the world.
The deal with Miramax, which Variety says could run into eight figures, was made by Bonnie Timmerman, a casting agent turned producer who met Special Forces man turned author Andy McNab while he was a technical advisor to the 1995 film Heat.
Miramax owns the Nick Stone character. We were happy. They're the best when it comes to merchandising and selling a movie.
The British Armed Forces sued unsuccessfully to stop Andy McNab from writing about them. He agreed to pull a few punches.
There has been an agreement, and people like ourselves, certainly that first 2 weeks was just to shut up. And certainly my job is to get out there and to promote books and all that sort of stuff. But ultimately, what's more important is the people who are still sort of serving in the Special Air Service, we call the regiment, because I'm still sort of the godfather to a couple of these people's kids. So it's just being responsible in what you're saying.
Don't expect much from Miramax, says Hollywood veteran screenwriter and director John Milius.
They don't have any sense of responsibility or anything like that. They'd make a film about anything if they thought it would make some money for them.
Miramax insists that it will be sensitive to recent events, but John Milius doesn't hold out much hope for Hollywood. Milius wrote the script for Apocalypse Now, which the studios shelved until the U.S. withdrew from Vietnam. He's a military and weapons buff, and was invited to the recent University of Southern California meeting, but didn't attend. Yet Milius says he's been helping out the military for years.
We've been working for a long time on through the Center for Creative Technology, and I've been part of their original think tank. What they did was we played very, very complex war games.
As Hollywood ponders putting terror into a marketable delivery system, or probes its own nightmare fantasies, John Milius is still somewhat optimistic. Movie heroes couldn't get any worse, he says.
Movies stopped being about proletarian heroes, and they started being about yuppies. And you didn't have Rocky anymore. You had, you know, some bunch of people who were really concerned about, you know, their relationship while they're working in some big corporation, you know. You didn't have movies that were really about normal working people anymore, because the heroes weren't normal working people. The heroes were billionaires. And now, overnight, the heroes are firemen again.
The last time Miramax seized on this kind of subject was in 1997, when it bought My Son the Fanatic, a film about a working-class Pakistani teenager in the north of England who defies his parents and becomes a Muslim fundamentalist. Miramax, a division of Disney, delayed the release of the film for 2 years and even tried to get the writer Hanif Qureshi to substitute what the studio called a family ending. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.